crazy dream about some folks who love this country, who all began to dream the same dream. And when the morning came, there arose across this nation people thinking one and the same. And they awoke to find their freedoms and all their liberties had gradually been taken away. And when they realized the danger to their posterity, I heard those patriotic people say, we want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back. Anymore. No, we're not gonna take it anymore.
Well, good morning, America. Happy Groundhog's Day. Yes, it's the Woodchuck Groundhog Day, the 2nd of February. Little bit of info. February has an interesting concept this year. It's one of the leap years. It's one of those extra days we get today, you know? There's some people who are born on February 29th. I guess they only get a birthday every 4 years, huh, Fred? Are you on with me? Guess not. He's not here yet. I know he's lurking around in the background. I think he's trying to get a connection set up here. Anyway, so We've got some things to talk about, some Ron Paul updates, all kinds of neat, new, cool things. What I need for some of you to do is go to freedomshenanigans.blogspot.com, and there you are going to see one of the first entries is a little banner for the Ron Paul Toolbar. It is excellent. It's a real nice tool. It'll help you to automatically make some contributions and make some money. I've already put it in on the blog spot here. And you'll also see a Groundhog Day a cartoon. And I would encourage you to do it, but we've got our lackluster leader Shrub popping up out of the hole. And he's looking out of the hole, and he's got a couple of generals around behind him going, oh, that's just great. The groundhog saw its shadow. Now it's going to want us to invade Iran in 6 weeks. You know, it's just unbelievable. So, Fred, are you finally on with me?
Hey, okay. Tim. Welcome.
Boy, it's hard to talk, look at things, and read your messages at the same time. I'm glad you're able to make it. So, anyway, yeah, you know, the Ron Paul Toolbar, this is a great, great item. I signed up, and I'm all signed up with it, and I actually put a couple of the banners up in my sidebar, and I have it as one of the actual entries as well. So if people go there, they can click on it very easily at freedomshenanigans.blogspot.com and go and check it out. There's no spyware. There's no malicious ware. There's nothing negative about it. But using the search tool, the Yahoo search tool that's in it, will help raise money for Ron Paul's campaign.
Absolutely. And it's not just Ron Paul's campaign. The beauty of this, Tim, is that freecause.com, the entity behind this that is being contracted, will write the checks directly not only to the campaign, but to various projects that support the Ron Paul Revolution nationwide.
Wow, that's excellent. Okay, we've got a break coming up, folks. We're going to be back in 3 minutes, and we're going to talk about a lot more Ron Paul stuff and some other stuff that's going on that you need to be aware of. So don't go anywhere. Be back here in 3 minutes. Fred and I will be.
Thank you. The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
This crazy dream about some folks who love this country.
All right, everybody, we're back.
The same dream.
Well, Fred, we got quite some interesting things going on, and you were telling me that our inveterate guys out there in New Hampshire were on a high-speed chase trying to keep a track of the chain of custody of these ballot boxes again.
Yeah, Walter Reddy, one of the volunteers for the recount, has, if not already, posted a YouTube video of him and his BMW chasing Butch and Hoppy, the two guys who are the appointed non-police sheriff types. I guess they're just general employees who work for the state of New Hampshire. They were trying to get away from him. And he had to go 95 miles an hour just to keep up with them in their white van. I mean, imagine a white van going 95 miles an hour through the back roads of New Hampshire.
Yeah.
So we hope to get Walter on next hour. Bob Schultz is going to be calling in next hour to provide a recap of this week on the events up there. And we also have Bob Graham later this hour with some breaking information about how to file in your local small claims court lawsuits against your local media and national media to raise money for the revolution.
Yeah, this is a whole interesting thing for those who bother to watch the debate, the kind of a Republican roundtable, I guess, in a way, wasn't it? It wasn't like a. It was a little different. You know, we're getting into all these different debates coming up here to Super Tuesday, and the thing went, what was it, an hour and a half, and Ron Paul got all of maybe what, 7-8 minutes?
Yeah, 7 minutes and 48 seconds or 47 seconds. Yeah.
Now who sponsored the debate again?
That was CNN.
CNN.
Yep, it was in the Reagan Library.
Right, the Reagan Library, because I remember seeing the aircraft behind him, you know, looking at this. And was it Wolf Blitzer who was running this thing?
No, Anderson Cooper.
Anderson Cooper, I'm sorry. The white hair confuses me between the two. Okay, how many questions did Ron Paul get tossed his way?
Ron Paul got 5 questions, and the others got upwards of 15, 20 plus questions.
Mm-hmm.
So it was pathetic. I think Huckabee chimed in whining, and I think if you didn't know about Ron Paul and looked at how they were excluding him during that hour and a half, it was pretty pathetic, and I think it got a lot of attention. That's the flip side of this thing.
Right, because people saw that there seemed to be an obvious attempt by CNN, and specifically Anderson Cooper, to freeze him out, to marginalize him.
Yep.
We do have up on. Do you have it up on Quest for Fair Trial or as well, Fred?
It's probably over on the Freedom Fellowship blog.
Okay, on Freedom Fellowship and also on Freedom Shenanigans, we do have a clip of Ron Paul, and it's titled "Ron Paul Slams Republican Warmongers." YouTube clip from the Reagan Library debate.
Yeah, that was a highlight. Ron Paul was basically, you know, chiming in saying, what are you guys talking about? This is irrelevant. You both agree on the policy. We should be talking about the overall foreign policy decision to be made, not trying to slice and dice these irrelevant issues as to who said what, when, where, how. It really was very a striking sort of Rudy Giuliani moment. I think it's one of his finer moments in the last year.
Giuliani?
No, Ron Paul.
It
harkened back to what he did to Giuliani back last May.
Right. When he stood up to him at the debate there. Yeah. It's the kind of thing. You know, the problem is you just watch the rhetoric between not only the Republicans, but now between Barack and Hillary, or I prefer to call her Billary. And you listen to, and I happen to listen, I forget which, it was a radio, probably NPR or some, one of the public radio stations was playing their debate audio. And what's nice about listening to a debate rather than sitting there watching it, you're able to concentrate a little bit more on what's being said rather than being distracted by the camera work and the visual images that are being used to manipulate you as well. You're just listening to what these people have to say. And out between the two of them, that really concerns me as well, because they're talking, Fred, and it's not much different with the Republicans in some ways, let's be honest. They're talking about government mandating you do something. And in this case, they were talking about health care, mandating health care. And I'll have to give Barack at least a little bit of kudos on this, and that he was challenging Billary on how she would mandate that everybody buy health care. You know, if you have a lot of people who can't afford it already, how are you going to mandate that they do buy health care? What are they supposed to sacrifice? Housing, clothes, you know, other comfort items, transportation? Of course, she's saying, well, then she's going to mandate, you know, they're going to get price breaks, they're going to get rebates, they're going to get, we're going to get this. And what it ends up being is that part of the complaint is, we're paying for people's health care because they go to the emergency room where they can't be denied, and then they don't pay their bills, and the rest of us pick it up. But yet then they turn around And they're saying, yes, but we're going to force everybody to participate in this mandatory health care program. And one of the things that stood out that just kind of really scared the willies out of me was she's talking about mandatory electronic record keeping.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. Mandatory electronic record keeping. Now, we know just this week, remember, they just started this new border crossing business where you got to have, you know, more IDs. And, of course, you got Chardoff, you know, the Israeli-American dual citizenship guy who is telling everybody that this real ID is going to go into effect. And if you don't participate, there's going to be consequences. You're not going to be able to go into a federal building. You know, wait a minute. All of a sudden, you're not going to be able to use buses and trains and to transport around the country without having a federal ID. And, you know, they're talking about this ID, Fred, with not only biometric signatures, but they're talking about it having a magnetic thing on it that would contain records. Are we talking about having our mandatory electronic medical records now put on a card so that some dingbat little para-Nazi local police guy can swipe your driver's license and find out all kinds of stuff about you?
Yep.
You see, Tim, the potential.
That's where it's going, Tim. The data that's on all of us out there for all kinds of things is just incredible, and they're looking for the pretext to launch this total information surveillance awareness knowledge and tie that into a card that we're all going to be carrying around with us that can track us, trace us, exclude us in a commercial sense under statutory law, and you know, take us off the highways, take us out of the planes, basically prevent us from getting jobs. It is the end of the end. This is the last phase. Yeah.
Yeah. It could very well be unless people start to resist.
Yeah.
And this is part of the idea of the program here is to seize liberty, because it won't be handed to folks. You have to reach out and seize it. And part of seizing your liberty is resistance. And there's all forms of resistance, from very mild, passive, yeah, sure, I'll do that, and then you never do it type of resistance, to demonstrations of peaceful signs of civil disobedience, we won't participate, or sit-ins, all these different kinds of things, ideas. There's all kinds of passive resistance that people can do, all the way up to actually going out and doing something to resist these changes. But I think,
But Tim, let me just go back to the toolbar, because we didn't finish
the
crux of what that means. And by the way, Chris Lawton, who was the founder of this, could not come on the show today, but he can come on next week. He's working today, but he's a meetup leader in South Carolina, and has done a lot of great work down there. I was talking to him earlier today. This is, when you talk about not resisting but just doing, Tim, this toolbar has the potential of throwing off incredible amounts of money, of revenue, to support freedom, revolutionary, you know, liberty projects all across the country. I'll just give you some of the numbers. There are 4,000 people who have downloaded and are using this toolbar. In the last 2.5 weeks alone, it's just only been operational for 2.5 weeks, we have raised $1,600. Okay, and now that's a ramp up from 0 to 4,000 users, and it just started without payment for the first week and a half, 2 weeks of January. Then the payment cycle kicked in 2.5 weeks ago. But we'll get back to this because this is very exciting.
This is absolutely, folks. If you want to see what one of those toolbars looks like, go to freedomshenanigans.blogspot.com and click on it, and it'll take you right to the Ron Paul Toolbar site. We'll be back in 3 minutes. talking about some more of this good stuff. We'll be back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Crazy.
All right,
dream.
Fred, we're back. And
about some folks who love this country.
Looks like we've got a good old, a great video, actually. This thing is just absolutely dynamite. I've put it up on freedomshenanigans.blogspot as well. I just titled it, I Have a Dream.
Yeah, this is, we're coming up here on Super Duper Tuesday, Tim. And so many kids are becoming aware of Ron Paul and the message of freedom against slavery, the end of the IRS and the tax. This is 51 seconds of a very inspiring video of kids talking about the Ron Paul American dream. So if you could play that, go ahead.
There are those that say the liberation of humanity,
the freedom of man and mind,
is nothing but a dream.
They are right.
It is the American dream.
In my American dream, we truly are created equal.
In my American dream, there is no income tax.
In my American dream, the people do make a difference.
In my American dream, I'm not a slave.
In my American dream, we follow the Constitution.
In my American dream, I can make any dream come true.
Please keep the dream alive. Vote for Ron Paul on February 5th.
The purpose of government is to preserve liberty. The Constitution is written not to regulate you in any way. The purpose of the Constitution is to restrain the government.
May I never awake from the American dream.
That's it.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, that is. That's wonderful. I remember, the first time I saw that, I thought, oh, now this is good. This should be a commercial for Super Bowl.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Ron
this
Paul
is
should play
perfect
this
commercial
the Super Bowl.
For Super, yeah.
Yeah.
Even if it, with the money, these guys play it at least twice. And what I like about this, it really cuts through all the rhetoric.
Yep.
It cuts through to the very essence of the argument that we are having as a nation with ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of country are we going to have?
Yep.
Are we going to have this supercilious socialist state that is invasive and mandatory under the threat, let's be honest, under the threat of killing you if you don't do it their way? Or actually, mm-hmm. they don't want to kill us anymore, Fred. They want to use us as a human resource and put us, use us as a form of debt bond collateral and slave labor in these camps that they've been building around the country.
Yep. Yep.
And worst case scenario, they'll kill you. Most likely what they'll do is they'll either waterboard you into cooperating and then use you as some kind of a debt note bond on your head, and they play as they start to play with the money system throughout the world. Do you want that kind of life, or do you, ladies and gentlemen, want the America that we were told we had? And you know what? No, it wasn't perfect. It wasn't perfect. It has never been perfect. It will never be perfect. We're human beings. We make mistakes. There's always going to be inequities. But if we face these things and own up to them and fix them and do what's right, we can make it a lot better country by individual effort, transparency, and honesty than we can by mandating a large central government who's basically going to tell you what you can and what you can't do from cradle to grave.
Hey, Tim, let's get back to the toolbar before we bring Bob, because this is I want to get back to the essence of what this really means. This is so, so powerful.
It's simple,
this
too.
Little
go
tool,
for it.
This little toolbar costs nothing to use.
That's right.
And anytime you search, it throws off revenues. Okay, now here's the critical thing is this technology just came out less than a year ago. Toys for Tots has 1 million users right now. Okay, now we're talking about 30 grand a month, 40 grand a month is thrown off to benefit Toys for Tots. Okay, we have 4,000 users right now. If we get to 100,000, it's going to be 30 to 40 grand a month. Targeted to Liberty Projects, the Ron Paul Revolution, all across the country. And you know who votes where that money goes? You and I, the users, and the referral agents. Doesn't go into my pocket, doesn't go into your pocket, but there are projects out there like the Ron Paul Blimp, like the Ron Paul Newspaper, like RBN, like all the other great things that are being done to raise the message of liberty and the tenor and the tone of freedom and justice and the knowledge that, for example, all the users vote collectively, individually, and we get to vote 50% of those revenues. You know who cuts the checks? Not me, not you, not some Svengali behind the curtain, but the freecause.com cuts the checks directly to these projects. It doesn't come through a middleman. It goes directly to them. And the other 50% of the revenues get voted on by the top 10 referral agents in this system. So if we get a lot of referrals in there, you and I and RBN and all of us, we can vote, the top 10 of us can vote on where 50% of those revenues go. That's very powerful.
Yep, absolutely.
And it costs nothing to use. And the other part of it is, Tim, is there's a message board, a chat feature, a TV program. All the Freedom radio stations, including RBN, are on there, are going to be on there. And there's also going to be links to blogs, RSS feeds, and this is a real-time messaging system. It's a technology for the future.
All this new stuff is great, and plus you can raise money by using the Yahoo search. And there's another good reason. I'll tell you why when we get back from the break. Stick with us here on RBN. Seize Liberty with Tim and Fred.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, we're back, Fred.
I had this crazy dream.
All right, there we go.
About some folks who love this
Bring
country.
Down the music, guys.
Who all began to dream the same dream.
Are we bringing it down?
And when the morning came,
there
arose across this nation people thinking one and the same. And they awoke to find their freedoms and all their liberties had gradually been taken away. And when they realized the danger to their posterity, I heard those patriots.
Hey, Board, are you there? Oh, I guess he likes the song too, Fred. We love the song as well.
Hey, just run with it. That's cool.
Yeah, you know, we're gonna one of these days we're just gonna play the whole song, you know,
okay.
And let everybody in on that whole bit. And I'm actually working on trying to get something set up here so we can I can feed in some music on a regular basis. So we can kind of have a concert day one of these times.
Yeah, that's
different
really
music. Now, freedom music and put that together. The thing I wanted to bring out, the other reason that it's important about this thing, with supporting not only Ron Paul, but Yahoo. And I don't know how you feel about Yahoo. I know different people have different feelings about these things, but Yahoo's not been doing real well lately. Because, you know, technology just continues to grow and expand, and there's different ways of doing things now. And some people, you know, just kind of, Yahoo's been kind of slowly slipping. Well, apparently Microsoft, the super giant, you know, majorly owned by Bill Gates, who's got some secret storage facility up north somewhere where he's, we're not sure what's going on, but we know that they've been buying up heirloom seeds from all around the world. Heirloom seeds are, these are your original organic seeds that can reproduce on their own. They're not genetically mutated. And they've been putting all the stuff up in some huge storage facility. Now, granted, it may be, well, we just want to preserve things, but as our society moves toward more artificial control, and that means genetic mutation of seeds, you'll have farmers now that in many cases are being required to buy genetically altered seeds that may reproduce one more time, and then they have to go and buy all new seeds all over again. And so the idea of setting aside a portion of your crop for seeds is going by the wayside. And this is a, this allows a huge corporation to manipulate and control food supply, which is not something that free people want to have happen. And I'm just suggesting that there are traces that Microsoft are involved behind the scenes in this kind of thing, and they're making a bid for Yahoo. And this is why, if folks, you start to use the the Ron Paul toolbar, you're going to be so helping to support Yahoo as well in this situation. So anyway, Fred, are you back?
Yeah, I'm back.
Okay. Yeah. Once again, you know, computers and all the new technology, we still have a few bugs here or there. So, anyway, we're going to be talking, I believe, is it with Bob Graham coming up here pretty soon?
Yeah, we're going to give Bob a call in a couple of minutes here, and he has a terrific idea. In the wake of that CNN debate, he was so enraged with what he saw that he is bringing a local lawsuit against his local newspaper. The archetype of this could be applied to CNN, to all the big major media companies. In your local small claims court, you can file a lawsuit against this censorship that's going on. And everyone can share it, celebrate it, and have a field day. So Bob's going to be on in a couple of minutes
talking about this. This will be good. I'd like to talk to him about it because I don't have any problem with this being a nuisance suit. Something that you know you can't win, but at least it eats up their resources and forces them to at least respond as to why they're not giving equal coverage. But, you know, we do have freedom of the press in this country. And for even local citizens to raise this, you know, I'm like, okay, you know, what's the teeth in this? What's the motivation? I like it. I like it as far as I'm concerned. If it sounds really good, Fred, we'll make it the 20th Freedom Shenanigan.
Okay.
Because we were at number 19 on Freedom Shenanigans, and number 19 I had put on here is to quit snitching. You know, there's that whole thing. I know it's been primarily in the African American community. That about not to snitch, but it's becoming more and more into American society as well, where we, and I talked about this on John Stattmiller's program last night, and by the way, that's why I was trying to get a hold of you, was to see if you wanted to come on and give a little update last night while I substitute hosted for John, who was ill. But nonetheless, we talked about Homeland Security and how Homeland Security is starting to operate as a Gestapo going around and gathering information, intel, about people that they are investigating. And in the process sometimes of these investigations, they suggest to somebody's employer that maybe they shouldn't be employed there anymore.
Oh, my God.
Otherwise, maybe we need to investigate you some more.
Yep.
And
wow.
And this whole process, this whole concept of snitching on one another. Do you really want, ladies and gentlemen, do you really want to live in a society where you are afraid of that the neighbors are watching and may tell the police every little thing you do and you're constantly under observation? That when you walk out of your house and walk down the street, somebody in a Crown Vicky or a black SUV or a white or a black Buick is trailing you from half a block away.
Yep.
Or somebody in a suit gets out and follows you around. I know what that's like. I've had that happen to me, and it's no fun. So anyway, Freedom Shenanigan number 19 was Stop Snitching, with links to the Stop Snitching movement. So let's hear what Bob has to say. Hey, Bob. Tim here. Welcome to the program. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. How are you? No,
I'm
not
well.
Fine. No, I am not fine.
Oh,
I am so pissed at the media that you couldn't believe. If I could walk without a walker, I would go into the newspaper editor's office and punch him right in his mouth.
Well, why don't you just better yet, Brick,
you know what?
Bob?
I don't know whether you saw that so-called debate the Republicans
put on. Oh, it wasn't a debate.
On CNN?
It wasn't a debate.
No.
I have yet to see a real debate.
Well, I got on the phone and I called them. Then I sent them an email. Then I wrote a letter to CNN. I want to know who appointed those didos to be moderators. They
yeah.
have no more idea of the man in the moon of what to ask this panel. They were there to do one thing, to get McCain elected, period.
Yeah.
And I think that they almost accomplished it, because you know what? Most Americans are stupid, and
That's
they
true.
Will vote for this guy. Now, I come up with a way that I think we can sidetrack this thing or derail it. I put it on my blog, on my www.feartheirs.com, and I go to Bob's blog.
Okay.
And I wrote a blog on January 31st, which said I'm disgusted with this whole thing. And what I have come up with, and I want everybody in your listening audience today to listen to this carefully, because this is a winner. I want them to send a letter to their local editor, letter to the editor. And when they will not print it, which they won't, the letter, and you can go up, it's not going to be nasty, it's going to be factual, but you can go up on the blog I just put in, because I know a lot of people have a tough time with writing. I know I do sometimes, but I put one up there on Friday, February 1st, called The Greatest Grassroots Campaign in Political History Ignored by Big Media. That's the title of it. Are you there?
Yeah, we're listening. I'm trying to log on to your site.
Now, in this, I want the grassroots movement to take out of here and write a letter using what I have in here. I mean, this stuff is good. I didn't write it by myself. I had help writing it. And the people that wrote it they're Americans. Okay? And they are grassroots campaigners for Ron Paul. And they're upset, like everybody should be. Now, what I did is I went on the Internet, which is a great tool. And everybody should type in there for the law of contracts on their browser line. Now, it's going to send you back a whole load of stuff from Cornell Law School and from mm-hmm. Wikipedia, and it's going to have a whole bunch of information. Now, the main point starts with the fact that the newspaper invited people to send in their letters on the editorial page. That created the expectations that the letter that you wrote would be published. Now, you relied on their invitation and prepared a letter. They refused to publish it. That's a breach of their promise to publish it. They had published, and I hope that some of you have written letters before, and they didn't publish them. But some of them they had published. So you had a reasonable person would expect that they would act as if they had in the past and they would publish your letters. But there's more. The creation of a contract has to be proven to the judge. And by the way, you want to go to small claims court, nothing else. You want to do this yourself. And you want to sue them for about $7,900, and you want to sue the editor, not the newspaper. Leave the newspaper out of this one. We're coming back after them after we get the $7,900.
So in other words, what you're saying is we're going to go after the people who are actually making these bad decisions that are doing the censoring.
Sure, the newspaper didn't make the bad decisions.
The newspaper is a corporation anyway.
Right. Do you understand that one?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Now, once you get this jabroni in the courtroom, okay, and you will get him there, he will be shaking because he doesn't have $7,900, especially to pay to you. Who are you for him to give $7,900? He was only doing his job, right? Well, wrong. The creation of a contract, when it's proven to the judge, it was a unilateral contract that the newspaper can claim the invitation to send in letters, didn't create the expectation that each letter would be published. But it did just that. Their invitation was printed on the letters to the editor page where citizens' letters are printed.
Okay.
They did not have to invite people to send the letters in, but they did.
Right.
Get that one. They did not have to invite people to send the letters in, but they did. That created a reliance on their promise. A reasonable person would believe that a letter they sent would appear in the letters to the editor page. And you acted on that reliance.
Uh-huh.
Now type in the browser line, law of reliance. Oh, this is a cutie. There's
folks,
a
I hope
long
you're using
history
Ron
of relying
Paul
on people.
Toolbar.
What's that?
I'm telling folks to be, hope they're using their Ron Paul toolbar, which has got a Yahoo search in it, for looking all this stuff up that Bob's telling you about. And if you want that toolbar, make sure you go to freedomshenanigans.blogspot.com. And, hey, Bob, you need to put one of these on your site as well.
I got one.
Oh, you got one? Good.
Yeah.
Good. All right.
Now, law of reliance. Okay. The law of reliance. Now, there's a long history of relying on people to do as they promise. I was floored when I saw how much there was in there.
Sure.
Okay? And they cite cases. You got to remember that if you start putting in your motion, and I'm going to put my motion up on my website probably next week so that everybody can see it. And I'm not a lawyer. Okay? I want everybody to know that. So you do this at your own peril. But I'm going to get $7,900, and when I get it, I'm going to send it off to Ron Paul. And he can use it against them. I don't want their money, okay? But when you put it in there, and you're talking in there about the C.J. Holt case and the J. Wilmot dictum, okay, and the Pillins versus McGregor and Coggs versus Bernhard, this is all in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know that when this judge sees that you've researched this case like this, you got to remember, you got to follow the yellow brick road. What's going to happen? You go to the lowest court you can go to is the common.
Your small claims court usually.
Small claims court, right?
Yeah.
You have the and that judge in there. You know, he's not the brightest bulb in the package.
Yeah.
All right? So when you put it in there, he's going to look at this, and he's going to say to the editor of the paper, "Hey, Mr. Editor, you're pretty smart. You must remember, reliance on the promise of another is at work here, as is fraud, which can make a breach this breach criminal. But mm-hmm. stay away from that. Don't go near the criminal. That's later." All right. Man, I've been thinking this thing out pretty good. And
this,
if these
this,
people
this
will start
sounds,
to do this
sounds
thing,
like real fun.
I got to tell you what. We'll have these editors quitting. They won't want to be, they won't want any part of this. Can you just imagine if 100 people in the United States, all Ron Paul supporters, get as ticked off as I am and say, you know what, this guy Graham is right. We got to do something about these editors. We got to do something about these TV stations who put on these phony programs. Oh, I'm going to put on a program that's going to say debate with the Republicans. You know, that was no more debate with Republicans than the man in the moon. And you know what? I really appreciate Ron Paul's patience. I'll tell you what, this man is perfect for this
job.
About
an hour and a half, something like 7.5 minutes. Hey, Bob, we've got a commercial break coming up here, so can you stick with us?
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's not a problem. Pays the bills, my friend. Stick with us, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back here on RBN with Bob Graham.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000 plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Okay, everybody, we're back. We're talking with Bob Graham. Bob Graham has got a great idea of putting the news media on notice that we are aware of their censorship and their bias, and And the methodology seems to be that you're pretty much going after local newspapers, it seems like, Bob. Is there any way we can do this with radio or TV?
Not yet. You know, I'm only one person. If I had some help here in researching this thing, maybe we'd go after more of them. But, you know, I want to get started right now with the local newspapers. I want to get people excited about the local newspapers first, and then we'll talk about something different, okay? If you can't get them to go after the local newspaper, you're not going to get them to go after a TV.
You know, a lot of local newspapers have gone away from an open invitation for people to write in. They usually have some caveats involved in.
No, they don't. No, they say we welcome your response. We want the. If I can find the darn thing, I'll read it to you. But it's right there, man. They say that right in their paper.
Which local newspaper are you talking about, Bob?
I'm talking about the Bucks County Courier Times.
Well, that's the Bucks County Courier Times. There are other local newspapers all around the country.
Oh, yeah.
They have different editorial and TLE policy.
Yes, but they all come back to the same thing. If they didn't want your letter in there, they wouldn't put it on the editorial page.
Okay, so you're saying in spite of any caveats they say in asking for letters or opinions, that you can apply these laws to them?
Of course.
Contract laws?
Yes. Why else would they have an editorial page?
To appear as if they're open to public opinion, to fool people into thinking that they're non-biased.
That's correct. But when you put that thing in there, you know, a reasonable person would expect that they would act and put the letters in. That's why you should be always writing a letter to the editor or a guest opinion to the paper. And I have got loads of them that I put in there for these years. And now all of a sudden, because we're getting down to the nitty-gritty of it with the schools, and one of the townships in my local area has decided they're going to close the senior high school. Well, it has caused such a furor in here with all the parents who didn't want to pay for it, all right, who wanted to get the older people who had no kids in school to pay for this folly of babysitting. Now they're up on their hind legs, so they're starting to do something. So the courier come back and said, "No, Graham, we're not going to accept any more letters from you." Well, how about that now? That means that your promise on your paper doesn't hold water. Well, I got news for you.
If they're not going to accept your letters, then why not accept yours as an opinion piece?
Well, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Because a letter to the editor is your opinion.
Right.
And when they refuse to publish it, that's a breach of their promise to publish it.
Yeah.
Okay? And you know what? I got news for them. I'll see them in court.
Well, I think that, you know, Bob, I really think this is the germ of a really, really great idea. I think it needs to be refined a little bit. But I do agree with you. I think it's a wonderful idea for folks who do have local newspapers, who have extended the invitation for you to put in your opinion. You send them a letter and find out that they're not going to publish it because they don't like its content.
That's right.
You know, that definitely is something that you can bring out and against them. So, anyway, folks, we will be back after the top of the hour with this break here on Seize Liberty. Tim Wingate, Fred Smart, our guest Bob Graham for now. Bob, stick with us for a little bit here. I'm trying to get Fred back up on here. He's having some phone problems. So, folks, stick with us. We'll be back in a couple minutes. Gold.